Hello, I'm Natalia Ralston with the BBC News. Smoke is billowing from the site of huge explosions in the Chinese port city of Tianjin, which killed at least 17 people and injured hundreds more. Images on social media show a scene of utter devastation. The authorities say the massive blasts were caused when a shipment of explosives being stored in a container detonated. Our correspondent John Sudworth is in Tianjin and reports from what a destroyed dormitory building 100 metres from the site of the explosion.
What I'm standing in is what was a dormitory for migrant workers. You can see roofing materials, these corrugated panels lying everywhere, and some of the people here we've spoken to say there were a number of very serious injuries, as you'd expect. Others, though, have come away unscathed and are picking through the rubble, trying to salvage what they can. Other people sitting around in total shock, really, almost impossible to comprehend what has just happened to them. They've had their lives completely turned upside down.
China has allowed its currency to devalue for the third day running. The central bank put the guidance rate for the yuan 1% lower against the dollar. The fall in the currency has caused uncertainty on global financial markets, but the International Monetary Fund has welcomed moves towards allowing market forces to play a greater role in determining the exchange rate. This week's decline in the value of the Chinese currency is the biggest in two decades. Juliana Liu reports.
The yuan trades in a managed float. That means every morning officials set a reference rate, a midpoint around which the currency is allowed to trade. 3 days ago, the mechanism for setting that rate was effectively changed, allowing supply and demand more say in the exchange rate. The currency's subsequent weakness is a reflection of worries about the state of the Chinese economy.
Security forces in Myanmar remain outside the headquarters of the military-backed ruling party in the capital after raiding the building on Wednesday night. No explanation has been given, but correspondents say that factions within the ruling party have been engaged in a power struggle in recent months. There have been disagreements between the country's president, Thein Sein, and the party's chairman over who should serve the next presidential term. Elections are planned for November. South Korea has pardoned more than 6,500 prisoners, including the chairman of one of the country's biggest conglomerates, Choi Tae-won. Chairman of the SK Group has been in prison for 2 years after being convicted of embezzling more than $40 million. President Park Geun-hye announced the pardons as South Korea marks the 70th anniversary of the end of Japanese rule following its defeat in the Second World War. She said she hoped the releases would help to forge national reconciliation and boost the economy. BBC News. The United States' most senior soldier has suggested that the country should consider deploying troops with their Iraqi counterparts if progress isn't made within months in the fight against Islamic State. The Army's Chief of Staff, General Ray Odierno, said such forces would have a support rather than a combat role. He was speaking at his last news conference before retiring on Friday. The United States has more than 4,500 troops in Iraq, largely in an advisory capacity. Members of the International Olympic Committee have praised Rio de Janeiro's preparations for next year's Games, despite concerns about pollution in the bay, where sailing and windsurfing competitions will be held. IOC executives visiting the city said the level of pollution in the waters of Guanabara Bay was within international standards. The committee's executive director, Christophe Duby, said conditions would improve before the Games began in a year's time.
Thanks to the Games, first the awareness regarding the bay has been raised to an unprecedented level, which is in itself a good thing. Then there are a number of actions that have been undertaken, and from now until the Games, this will continue. Eco-barriers, eco-boats, and different measures. So from now until the Games, the quality of water will continue to be monitored and shall improve.
More than 50% of sewage in Rio flows untreated into the bay. The president of Guinea-Bissau, José Mario Vaz, has dismissed the government following a rift with the prime minister, Domingos Pereira. The two men are said to have disagreed on issues including the use of aid money and the return to Guinea-Bissau of a former army chief. Scientists say listening to music before, during and after an operation can help reduce anxiety for patients and the need for pain relief. A new study found that music had a positive effect, even when the patient had been under general anaesthetic. BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语 kekenet.com。